We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my falsetto.
Bad and bougie.
Uh-huh.
Radio personality extraordinaire Tim Jones, former Missouri Speaker of the House and current host on 97.1 FM Talk every Sunday night. Tim Jones talks joins us now. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hey, Mike, good morning. Great to be on with you.
The countdown is on, 2 weeks before the campaign madness ends, and then we get to the lawsuit madness after that. So really, it's just one phase of the other. We're talking about the presidential election. I don't think there's going to be any lawsuits on the statewide side of things, but okay, give us your take here as we head into the final stretch of this election. Just what a bizarre process this is.
Boy, it sure has been, Mike. And, you know, as a recovering lawyer, Mike, I'm thinking maybe I need to hang a shingle out for the next 3 or 4 months and, you know, and rake in the dough along with the rest of them, right? I mean, the American people are going to, as usual, the American people are going to lose as the lawyers win over the next, I don't know, 2-3 months,
maybe,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, there's been a lot of chatter. Anytime there's a lot of chatter about a particular subject in the liberal national media, you know that the opposite is probably true. There's been all this whining and wailing about Donald Trump not accepting the results of the election. You know, if Donald Trump wins, there is no way some of these left-wing liberal lunatics I know are going to accept the results of the election. Right, Mike? I mean, they have convinced themselves. They've absolutely convinced themselves that Donald Trump will lose and that Joe Biden will win. And, Mike, if you look at, as you and I talked about 4 years ago, right, on in various different ways, that election narrowed, and this one's doing the exact same thing. That's the nature of these big elections. They all tend to narrow as undecided voters continue to make their decisions and as people come, quote, back home to their party. And the IBD, the Investor Business Daily tip poll, right, which was one of only two polling outfits 4 years ago to correctly predict the election, has this race now nationally in the margin of error. Now, the national snapshot, as you and I always talk about,
right,
is simply a snapshot. It really means nothing. It's the popularity contest measure. We don't have a popularity contest. We have an electoral college in this country, at least until the Democrats dismantle it. Let's hope that day never comes. But then you look, if you drill down through that poll, through the demographics, and look for that silent majority, it's very evident in these demographics with what people are telling these pollsters and what they aren't. And you look into the battleground states. And, Mike, I looked at the Real Clear Politics average just yesterday, and nearly every, like, 7 of the 10 top battleground states are all now within the margin of error. Mike, about a month ago, The pollsters and the pundits in the national liberal media were declaring this race over. Joe Biden's up 15 points in the popularity contest, and he's up in all the battlegrounds. Everything has narrowed, which means there's a lot of anxious, nervous people over in Biden-Harris land this week.
Well, and a lot of those battleground states are states that have had significant protest violence. Minnesota, mm-hmm. Wisconsin, places like that. And that's not good for Michigan. I mean, these are events that are not good for Democrats right now. And it just seems to me that We are running a campaign based on fear on both sides. Don't elect Joe Biden because there'll be chaos in the streets everywhere. Don't elect Donald Trump because the country is going to fall apart and the economy is going to fall apart. And we're all going to be dead of COVID. So basically, that's nothing unusual. Presidential campaigns at the very end tend to be very, very fear based. But at this point, there's a whole new element of it with all the violence that's happened around the country.
Absolutely true. And, you know, the Democrats keep pounding this message of the coronavirus crisis, and that gets into people's psyche, right? That gets into fear. That gets into fear of fear itself. I heard Dr. Mark Siegel talking about that the other day. He was saying how he's like, look, I know the science. I know the data. I've been studying this virus for like 8 months straight now. I do it almost 24/7. He goes, and even with me, he goes, I have irrational fear in my brain because I also listen to the news all day long.
Yeah.
And he goes, I mainly listen to Fox, but I have to listen to other networks as well. I do my research. And he goes, even with me, he goes, I find myself having this irrational fear. Well, guess what, Mike? The other issue that people are afraid of for real is safety and security in their streets. And unfortunately, in today's world, in places like inner urban St. Louis City, where our studio happens to sit, you have a very great danger. You have a bigger percentage these days of being shot while walking and minding your own business than you ever did before, because inner urban America has become lawless, right? And the people who are supposed to run the town and prevent lawlessness and protect the people now seem to be, if they're not accessories to the violence, they seem to be looking the other way, don't they? They seem to be sort of like, you know, grinning and bearing it, or, you know, winking a nod to the defund the police movement. And then, Mike, you mentioned Minneapolis. I saw a clip about 3 or 4 weeks ago. These dunderheads up on the city council in Minneapolis were sitting around kind of staring off into space and talking with each other on a Zoom meeting, and they were wondering why the violence in inner urban Minneapolis was skyrocketing. I mean, do these people listen to them themselves talk? These are the same people who have defunded, who have massively defunded the Minneapolis City Police Department, and they're wondering why crime is not being why the laws are not being enforced and crime is on the rise.
Yeah.
It's really remarkable.
Yeah, Tim, I know we just got another minute or so. First of all, bonus points for using the word dunderhead on the radio. I think that was awesome. And secondly, when it comes to like all the statewide races and the congressional races in Missouri,
yes,
I think probably the only one that's going to be really interesting or close is the one between Jill Shoup and Ann Wagner. Give me your 60-second thoughts on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, first of all, the Mike Parson, Nicole Galloway race for governor. Governor Mike Parson seems to be pulling away as we head towards Election Day. New poll came out just 2 days ago. He's up 8 points. I give him a couple extra points on that. I always do in these polls because I just don't believe they're accurately polling everything. Here, that also gave me some hope for all of us here who reside in the People's Republic of St. Louis County under the heavy authoritarian hand of dictator Sam Page. You know, at least we can possibly hold on to our congresswoman. And I think as Donald Trump's numbers continue to go up, as Governor Mike Parson's numbers continue to go up, those will be significant coattails for Congresswoman Ann Wagner. I believe she ultimately pulls it off. It's going to be tough. It's going to be difficult. The limousine liberal invasion of St. Louis County has reached an all-time peak. It's really unfortunate that these folks, these wealthy Uber limousine liberals in their ivory towers don't understand how their wealth was created. If you put Jill Shoup in office, your taxes are going to go up. The regulations are going to crush your businesses. There's going to be, for those of you who care about life, a lot of Catholics in this region. Jill Shoup is an abortionist on demand. I served with her. She voted for every single abortion bill she could. She opposed every single pro-life bill. For those of you worried about your Second Amendment, Jill Shoup, and I don't mean to be Pollyannish, she's coming for your guns. She's coming for your Second Amendment rights. She is a radical. She is not to be trusted. She's running as a centrist. She's anything but. Ann Wagner has stood up for Missouri's families and small business owners. She has helped reduce taxes. She's helped reduce the regulatory load. She comes from a small business background. She knows how they're run. She has been an excellent civil servant for all of us here in the St. Louis County, Southern St. Charles, and Northern Jefferson County region, which makes up CD2.
All right, it's at Speaker Tim Jones on Twitter and Parler. And, of course, you can hear him every Sunday night, 7 p.m. right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Tim, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, Mike, great job filling in. Good to talk to you as always. You have a great day.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.